shit, force of air, fuck them back, it's only for they bomb, they shoot, they kill, they massacre, they burn the kids, no one thinks gun, trees, laugh, to your face, fight, and die, this God will give. Buying time, killing people next in line, lower classes, social side, they don't matter, genocide, sick from water, sick from air, making money, they don't care, see the shit, force a bear, fuck them back, it's only fair, they bomb, they shoot, they kill, they massacre, they burn, the kids, no more things, gun, trees, lie, to your face, fight, and die, cause God forgives, yeah. Back around again.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Ron Stevens. This is Rock the Boat, right here on UCY.TV. And we're having an election in Ontario. And I had this feeling some time ago that 2018 was going to be the year that the masses, the commoners, the normal people, start to ask questions and actually start to look around and try to determine what the hell is going on. And I'm happy to say that people are asking questions and wondering what the hell is going on. And people are starting to wonder, does it really matter who I vote for? No, it doesn't. All the main parties are globalist puppets. Global to local, giving all the power to the global. I don't know why it's so hard for people to understand that, because, you know, the conservative Prime Minister of Canada, Brian Mulroney, signed us on to Agenda 21. This is what I don't understand, why people are still confused with this right and left nonsense. You know? And it was Bush who signed America onto UN Agenda 21. Republican / conservative and up here conservative. And everybody's, screw the left. Well, wait a minute, it was the right that signed you onto UN Agenda 21, it wasn't the left. I mean, how dense can you get? And then it was the Prime Minister Harper, conservative, who at the G20 meeting said that this is a loss of national sovereignty. You don't get what that means, folks? And then after Harper, we got Pierre Elliott Trudeau, a communist, a member of Club of Rome, Jesuit trained. His son, Justin, is now the Prime Minister of Canada. And 6 days after he's elected, he tells some guy from Time magazine that Canada is the first post-national state. Now, how hard is this to grip, people? There is no difference between the right and the left. They have converged into one unit. Now, they did the same thing when they came up with the Judeo-Christian nonsense. Okay? when they melded that together, this is exactly what they're doing with the right and the left now. Okay? They found some dirty Protestant preachers, they found some rabbis, and they found some Catholics, and they look for their commonalities, of which there are none, and convince the public that there were commonalities, that were really basically all the same, and came up with this Judeo-Christian garbage. And the people sucked that nonsense up. It's the same thing with the right and the left, okay? While there's no connection, right? They're all opposites. Protestant and Jew and Catholic have absolutely nothing whatsoever to do with their ideologies. But they're all working together now. The right and the left are supposed to be polar opposites. But they're all working together now. And the religious faction and the political faction is taking you down a road you do not want to arrive at the final destination. Not now, not ever. So some people are starting to scratch their heads about the political, going, well, wait a minute here, what the hell's going on? Doug Ford, who's running for the conservatives, who's the leader of the conservatives, is spewing off the same nonsense as the liberals and the NDP. Why? One, they've all sold their souls. And two, they're all globalist puppets. You know, when I ran for mayor in 2010 here in my little town, and I actually ran across a old newspaper article, and in that article, I was explaining some stuff, but I called those at the town council nothing more than a bunch of puppets. And they printed that. And I actually took the mayor and the deputy mayor, who were both running for mayor, and I actually cartooned them and bought an ad on the TV and on the local cable company TV thing, and actually presented them as what they are, puppets, and they had this, you know, the marionette strings and everything, because that's what they are, they're puppets. Global to local, giving all the power to the global. Now, our province and our country is being sold off just like Russia was sold off. And just like David Rockefeller, something has to take the place of government, and business seems to be the obvious entity to do so. So your water systems are being sold off, your sewer systems, your electrical systems, everything's being sold off. Everything we paid for is being sold off. And you will be run by multinational corporations. Now, a blind man could have seen this coming. And me not being blind, I've been trying to explain this to people since the 70s, when I first became aware of where they were trying to take us to. And people really didn't want to hear about it, and they were quite angry when I would explain it to them. All I heard was, well, if you don't like Canada, get out. Canada's the best country in the whole freaking world. Well, it could be. It could be. But what I explained to people in the 70s, I said, you know, what you have here, you have a benevolent dictatorship. And what they're doing is they're softening you up. So when they come at you, you're not going to know how to respond to it. And that's where we are today. Well, actually, we were there quite some time ago. Now they're coming in for the final assault. So I'm pleased to say that people are beginning to wake up. Some steadfastly are still right left, dumb and dumber, I guess. Just like the people that are running around out there saying, you know, well, we're Judeo-Christian tradition. You know, we have Judeo-Christian ethics. Well, possibly, but you don't have Protestant ethics. You know, Christianity is Catholic, and Judaism. Well, the Catholics and the Jews tend to work together. The Protestants are the ones that really came over here in the beginning. They were the ones that came over in the Mayflower, and they had the Geneva Bible with them, and they had already outed Rome and the Vatican and Catholicism and Judaism, and they wanted nothing to do with them. They wanted to start a new life and get rid of all of this deception. Take heed, no man deceive you. But over time, over generations, the weasels, the foxes, and the snakes made their way back into our house, and they now have complete and total control of it. Unfortunately, most of the people in our house, our province, our municipality, our country, don't understand that their house has been totally and completely taken over. And that's unfortunate. Now, you can always get someone to sell their soul, and that's exactly what happened. I mean, they held Billy Graham up as his great pastor, and he was the, you know, the religious guy for the White House and that, and the Army and all this kind of stuff. But he was pushing the Judeo-Christian model. And people kind of fell in love with Billy Graham. And they didn't question what he was saying. And they fell under the spell of Judeo-Christian. They got conned. In other words, Billy Graham, the guy they put up as this great pastor, preacher, whatever, was a con man, plain and simple. And now that they have come to terms with the commonalities of the Judeo-Christian group, which there are no commonalities, by the way, now that same group, the dirty Protestant preachers who hooked up with the rabbis, who hooked up with the Catholic priests, and convinced you that we're all one, which is totally incorrect, are now, that same group is now adding Islam to the mix. And bringing the commonalities of Islam into the Jewish-Christian ethic. Now, the Jewish-Christian ethic is a complete and total fraud. But you fell for it. And now so many people are falling for the commonalities of Islam and Judeo-Christian. All 100% fraud. Just like man-caused global warming is 100% fraud. But in the West, they've come up with an idea on how to get you to stay submissive when you should be up and angry. They have all of these plans. Everyone's suffering from mental anxiety, so they're going to give you pills for that. All drugs for children from the day they're born till they're 25, I think it is free, so they can write prescriptions till you puke or die or your brain falls out of your head. Zombifying the entire population. Want everybody smoking dope, We got more drug addicts in this country, be it street drugs and or pharmaceutical drugs, but you're addicted to drugs. And there's a reason they've addicted you to the drugs, to keep you passive, so that you won't stand up to what they're about to do to you.
Oh, they wouldn't do that to us. We're Canadians.
Well, that's incorrect, folks. They've been doing it to you for many, many decades. And now they're coming after all of your resources, all of your freedoms, and they're going to put you under a global tyrannical boot. And you're going to squirm, but you're going to be so medicated that, well, what are you going to do? It's still a great country, is what people say, which is ludicrous. Just reminds me of Spartacus when I watched when I was a little kid. You know, and, you know, Spartacus is talking to his fellow slaves and is going, you know, like, you do realize we're slaves, right? Which is wrong. Well, yeah, but we got it better than other slaves. This sounds like when I'm talking to Canadians, you know, I said, your whole country's going in the toilet and you ain't doing nothing about it to stop it. Well, you know, there's lots of places worse than Canada. That's what I hear. Like, got to be the biggest excuse makers on the planet. You know, you're having your nation ripped out from underneath of you. Well, I know, but it's still a nice place. This reminded me of Spartacus. You know, your slaves? Yeah, but, you know, other slaves have it worse than us. But you're slaves. Well, I know, but they send us to the Colosseum on the weekend for some entertainment. Wait a minute. People go to tennis matches, hockey games, football games, NASCAR race games on the weekends. Slaves. Well, yeah, but we have it pretty good, you know, for slaves. I mean, we our forefathers are going to be rolling around their graves, kicking at the caskets, trying to get the hell out of there so they can swat us up the back of the head. They sacrificed everything to give us a new start, new home. They were strong people. Weak people wouldn't have got on those boats. They went somewhere they didn't know where they were going or even were going to get there. Didn't know what they were going to run into when they got there. Didn't know the hardships that we're going to face. But they did it. But now, the population is so weak of the spirit, mind, and spine, all they can do is make excuses for not doing anything about it. It's sad. It's a very sad situation. But I do believe it's starting to come to a head. I do believe that people in 2018 are generally going, what the hell is going on? Why is the conservatives sound a whole lot like the liberals? Why is that? Well, the commonalities. But there are not supposed to be any commonalities between the right and the left. Well, they've merged. They're all one now. One religion, one government, one world, one big slave camp. Are you happy, folks? Are you happy? You know, your offspring ain't got a hope in hell at this point unless you decide to stand up. Question is, are you going to? Or are you going to wait till you run out of your homes? And that day is coming. I see north of me here in Owen Sound, Ontario, which is getting geared up. They've already got their migrant system set up there. It's only a town of 20,000 people. They want to bring 10,000 immigrants, migrants, illegals into the area. They want to. That town's been the same size for probably five decades, somewhere in there. Yeah, it has to be about five decades, maybe four. But the population's always been around 20,000 people. Now all the manufacturing there is shut down, the welfare rolls are burgeoning, the drug addiction is growing exponentially. Their dependency on government services is over the top. And they want to bring in, they want to add 10,000 people to the population real quick, even though you don't do anything there, you don't make anything. What are these people going to work at? So they put the spin out that the influx of new people will create many, many jobs, and we got to do this, and yada, yada, yada. And I see in last night's Owen Sound newspaper that they're going to raise the sewer rates. And then they'll raise the water rates, and the electricity rates are already double what they were. The debt load of the province is growing very quickly. It is somewhere around twice that of California. Province of Ontario has about 14 million people thereabouts. California has about 40 million, and we've got almost twice the debt load. How is that even possible? Well, it's not unless it was planned, and planned it was, and it was planned by the right, the left, the middle. And the results of the people being quiet for so long is really starting to put a burden upon the people. The hunger is growing. Homelessness is growing. And this is this huge, rich province. It certainly isn't small. I think it took one time, I think it took England or something, and dumped it into to Ontario four times, and there was still lots of room left over. And there's like 60 million people in England. And so that would be like a quarter of a billion people in Ontario. And we only have 14 million people. So we have no shortage of resources. I mean, none. It's like 14 million people, and the majority of them live down right along the American border, which the rest of the province is basically empty. We're wallowing in resources, but people listen to the media and, oh my God, you know, we gotta save our resources for the future. Well, if you think about it, what do you mean, you know, like, what are you talking about? You manage your resources. Anybody would manage their resources. But this is about taking resources away from you because your children, orphans, you are orphans of the state, and you're in the child position, so you bow down to all this false authority all the time. Without ever asking a freaking question. And that is specifically why we are where we are today. But, again, people seem to finally be starting to look around and come out of that deep sleep they've been in. It's like Rip Van Winkle. You know? Got to wake up sometime, folks. And 2018 is the year to do it. Me, I will be running in the election as a libertarian. Just because I can. I've been asked to run for several parties in the past, and I turned them all down. I don't want anything to do with these people. I was going to run as an independent, so I was late getting my paperwork together. I mean, I had my names, my candidacy papers filled out way back in February, but I've been busy, and I was trying to decide whether I was going to run as an independent or run for the Libertarians, and in the last moment, I decided to run for the Libertarian Party, and so got my paperwork over to them instead of me sending it as an independent, and it was pretty short order, and apparently didn't get in there in time and had to be in by Monday at noon, and apparently they missed the mark, so now I have to go and, excuse me, deal with the RO or the registry office or whatever for my district, and I don't even know where that is, but we'll find out hopefully, and we'll get that dealt with, and then I get to go and run in the election, and I get to sit at a table full of idiots, and I get to look out in an audience mainly full of idiots. And, you know, it's humorous on one side because it's not hard to trash the politicians because they run on little sound bites and they really don't have anywhere to go with it. I mean, they have their little sound bites. I mean, you can run these people into the ground real quick because for the most part, they don't have a clue. They were just picked and coddled and stroked and made feel important, and but they really don't know anything. Then the audience, which are normally the old school right-left paradigm, one of the reasons I'm running is to deal with the audience and see if at these all candidates meetings and see if they're waking up at all. Now, I have been tracking this since 2007 when I first ran in the provincial election. And then in 2010, when I ran for mayor, just trying to gauge if people were starting to ask questions yet. And 2007 was a little, well, they weren't asking many questions. They really quite didn't have a clue what was going on. 2010, they were a little bit sharper, but still dull. And then 2014, when I wasn't allowed to run for mayor, because of a technicality, I talked someone else into running so I could go knock some doors with the candidate to see how people were progressing, if they were asking questions yet, if they were getting ticked off yet. And I'm pleased to say in 2014, I was quite happy, with some of the responses I was getting from people because, I wasn't bringing up the subjects, and when people started talking, have you heard of Agenda 21? What the hell is going on? That's a good sign. Didn't hear that in 2007, didn't hear it in 2010, but I did hear it quite a few times in 2014. So this is 2018, and I do believe we're going in the right direction. People are asking questions. They are beginning to wake up. Not the masses, but we don't need the masses. We just need a small percentage of the people who have decided that enough is enough and aren't fearful. They know right from wrong. They have a moral guide, and they want to engage in the taking back of our municipalities, our provinces, and our country. And it is our country. We built it. It doesn't belong to politicians. It doesn't belong to a religion. It belongs to those who possess it. And we possess it. And possession is 90% of the law. Therefore, we can make a claim on these lands because every improvement that was made on these lands, we, our forefathers, made them. Everything that's here we built, or forefathers built. And therefore, these are our assets. We worked, we built, we paid to help build. Therefore, all resources and all improvements belong to those who improve the lands, not politicians. They're supposed to be the guardians. They're supposed to be accountable, but they're not. That was another big switch out. They made you accountable, not them. You are liable, chargeable, accountable. They, the politicians, are not liable, chargeable, or accountable. And it proves that pretty clearly. So this so-called democracy is not. And you're basically living as a slave. Called Canada. And you got to come to terms with it. And you've got to decide. You know, I tell people, you know, look, go look in your kid's eye. Then ask yourself why you're not doing nothing. Go look in the mirror and ask yourself why you're not doing nothing. And yet these people, Doug Ford is going to save Ontario. No, he's not. He's going to start selling it off faster than the Liberals did. Because it's all part of the plan. You see, if you look at it, the Liberals, one of their jobs is to run debt up. And the Conservatives are supposed to be those fiscally responsible. And they need to get the debt down. Well, how do you get the debt down? We don't manufacture anything in this province or this country any longer. So how do you get the debt down? Well, you got to cut services. Maybe raise some taxes. But that fiscal hurt is coming at you. You say, well, we got hurt enough by the Liberals. Well, yeah, you did. Didn't say nothing about it. And now you're looking to the Conservatives to come and save your bacon because you failed to do anything for the 8 years. Or no, what is it now? Eight? I don't know how many years it's been the Liberals have been in power. It's over 8, I think it's 11 or 14 years or some ridiculous number. So now you don't like the Liberals anymore. So you're going to jump over to the Conservatives. They'll make everything right. Well, no, they won't. It's not part of the plan. But you still got time to run. I don't even know how long I've been doing this, really. But, I mean, I have been trying to encourage people to run in local, provincial, state elections for many, 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 many years. And people, I don't want to do that, or I don't know how to do that, or I wouldn't know what to say. I'll just wait for a hero to come along and save us. So, you know, they're trying to hold Doug Ford up as a new savior. Well, it ain't going to happen, folks. He's as dirty as the Liberals. Maybe dirtier. We'll have to wait and see. But he certainly ain't here to save you. Not how it works. So, if you live in the Bruce or Huron-Bruce district of Ontario, my name, Ron Stevens, will be on the ballot, and I suggest you vote for it. Now, I don't particularly, you know, want to win. And the only reason I don't particularly want to win is because if I win, I would be the lone sitting libertarian in the House. And that could get a little annoying. And but I would be away from home too much. You know, it would take me 2.5 hours to get to work in Toronto. And I don't want to do that. I'd rather be home with my wife. But this is just kind of a warm-up for me because I will be running for mayor this fall. And that one I would like to win, but they don't want me to win. They're going to do everything in their power to make sure I don't win, including screw with the vote. You know, if I won the Libertarian seat, it would be kind of cool. I don't know if the people are out of the right-left paradigm just yet. We'll see. And we'll see what happens. And we'll take it from there. But I do encourage people. It's not too late to run yet. You know, you have till the 17th of May to get your paperwork in. Or you got to be qualified by the 17th. But you can go to any Service Ontario office and pick up your candidacy papers. And you need, like, I don't know what it is, 30 names or something. You know, it certainly wouldn't take you long to walk down the main street of your town and or just walk around your neighborhood and get the names. I mean, it's so easy to qualify for an election. It's nuts. And if you don't run and put the feet to the fire, then you give them a free ride. And then you're going to spend the next 4 years complaining about what's going on when you had the opportunity to try to educate some folks. You didn't take it. That's really sad. Because I'm pretty sure there's very few instances where bitching and complaining and whining really accomplished anything. So if you want a better country or a better province or a better neighborhood, then the only way you're going to get it is if you get involved in it. And if you can't bring yourself to get involved in it, well, look around. Look at the color of the House now. Oh, yes, it's diverse and inclusive. But your heritage is disappearing there. And those who run the House set the House rules. And this is how you end up with Islam and Sharia. By sitting on your fat asses doing nothing. It's very difficult in this country to have an intelligent conversation anymore. Very difficult indeed. Everything's so shallow. Oh, people can talk to you about their favorite TV show all day, but that ain't reality. They can talk about their favorite sport team or the new deal they got signed for X million of dollars to play some stupid sport. But none of those conversations get to the meat of anything. There's a bigger game going on. But you people always, excuse me, I'm really tired tonight. People are always in the audience. And like I've been saying for so long, you got to get your butts out of the audience. Because you don't accomplish anything in the audience. Well, here we have the head of the Canadian military. I forget what his name is, but he's wearing a rag on his head. That's not being racist. He's just wearing a rag on his head. And I don't know what he is, Indian, I guess, East Indian. But these are not the people who built the country. But these people are rising to the top of different ministries. And they're getting the foothold that they require to get into a position where they're the ones that make the rules. And the plan is, again, to make us an Islamic nation. So, what are we going to do? Going to go to the polls and vote for Ford? People think it's the only option. It's not even an option. You know, I saw a thing in email today. I think I'll go take a quick boo at that. I saw a thing in email today this morning before I went to work from TV Ontario, The Agenda, with Steve Paikin. You know, Steve Paikin and I had a fairly long discussion on Twitter when I used to be on Twitter a long time ago. And it's more than obvious what the agenda, the show The Agenda, is, and it's public broadcasting. And the agenda is to push the global agenda. And Steve Paikin is quite versed in what he does. But during our conversation, you know, I said, it appears to me, Steve, that you seem to be partial to the untruth. And he agreed, because that's what they're pushing, is the untruth. They're pushing the propaganda. So now I see, if this thing will ever open up, I see something along the lines, is there in the right and the left, is there really any difference anymore, or something along that line? And the question is, and the answer to that is no. But then they already know that. So they'll have a nice little healthy discussion about that. And is there a difference between the right and the left? According to TVO and Tom Paikin, not so much. So they always tell you what they're up to normally after the fact. So in Ontario here, which is where TVO is, in Ontario here, we have Steve Paikin, who has more Zionists on there than you shake a stick at, is basically saying there's no difference between the right and the left anymore. because there is no difference between the right and the left anymore. But they took decades and decades and decades of global interference, global international agreements to get to this place. So he's absolutely correct. Is there any difference? Any longer? And of course, the answer is no. They're all into diversity, both the right and the left. They're all into inclusion, the right and the left. They're all pushing man-caused global warming, or climate change as is now known. They're all pushing that. They're all pushing the same damned agendas. Where'd these agendas come from? Well, from the super elite. The people who conned the good people into going to two world wars in order so they could set up their major propaganda machine, the United Nations. And people somehow still believe that the United Nations, you see, but they have, they put in lots of celebrities, sports, people that you recognize. And they spew off about how good the United Nations are and how important diversity is and how scary climate change is. And you don't question these celebrities and that. You just, oh, look, this is my favorite celebrity saying that, you know, we need to be diverse and inclusive. Then these idiots want to go out and be diverse and inclusive when they don't even know what the hell they're talking about. And it just continues on. So here's the headline from TVO Current Affairs and Documentaries. This is what the headline says today. Doug Ford's multicultural mix. Yes, that's what they're going to discuss. Yes, it says, Doug Ford is a conservative. But how much does that matter? Well, it matters not. Okay, it matters not. Because they're all the same. They're all the puppets, different colored puppets, mind you. Blue puppets, red puppets, orange puppets, green puppets. All puppets of the international elite. Pushing the UN agendas. So does it really matter? No, it doesn't matter. It's all the same. And people need to deal with that. The sooner they deal with it, the better. And what else we got here? How a new organization aims to monitor hate groups across Canada. Well, what is a hate crime? You know, I've been called a hater. What the hell is a hater? You know? What the hell is a hate crime? You know, this is about shutting down your ability to say what you need and want to say. As far as I'm concerned, I have the right to say whatever the hell I want. I don't talk about green lawns or whether or not the neighbor's got a dandelion, which seems to be the general conversation in the neighborhood, because nobody wants to delve into anything serious because they're still children. They've been kept in the child state, led around by the nose, this election we got coming up, I think, is the turning point. You know, it may take a little while after Ford, who I expect to be elected, before people, these so-called hardcore people on the right, go, wait a minute, this is the same crap we just got rid of. Bingo. Think about all the commonalities. And people, well, there's no commonality between the right and the left. Want a bet? Or as Steve Pagan of The Agenda says, you know, yeah, Doug Ford's a conservative, but how much does that matter? It matters not. It doesn't matter one iota. Oh, let's see what we got here. Somebody sent me here something. Jan Johnstone, well, politician sponsored, will bring change for the better in here in Bruce. I guess I better get my stuff up there. NDP. And I'm going to have some serious fun with Jan of the NDP. You know, when I ran in 2007, it was the NDP candidate who came up to me after the last all candidates meeting and asked to shake my hand and asked him why. And he said, well, do you realize that if you hadn't run in this election, not one issue of any importance would have ever been allowed to see the light of day? And, well, you took the real issues and you threw them on a table, threw them on a table and had us dancing from the get-go. Now, this guy had been a member of the Bob Rae government, the same Bob Rae slash Cohen, who is now over in Rohingya, trying to bring in and convince the people of this country that we have to bring all these Muslims into our country because somehow the Buddhists are beating up on them. But when he said what he said, I just asked him, you know, like, did you hear what just came out of your mouth? You know, you were in government, the NDP government under Bob Rae, before he jumped to the Liberal ship. You know, like, not one issue of any importance would have ever been allowed to see the light of day if you hadn't run in this election. That's really, really pathetic. So, you know, I got, I don't know how many tons of real issues to bring to the table, of which I intend to bring to the table. And we'll see how the audience, see if they want to participate or they just want to sit on their hands and be part of the audience still. Hopefully not. Hopefully we can get, you know, some pretty vigorous discussions going about who these people actually are who are running in this election. I think it's going to be fun. And I'm going to enjoy it. Because these candidates are not bright. The leaders of the party are not bright. They've sold their souls, but it doesn't make them bright. It makes them dangerous to the general population. And I am part of the general population. And I don't like being conned. At all. I don't like being deceived. Ever. But then I'm not too easily deceived anymore because, well, I've been asking questions since I was very young. And done a lot of study. You see, once you ask enough questions and go find the answers, then you see, and then you know. As the Attorney General's office said to me, he said, "Ron, you're a man with a great deal of knowledge." Yes, I am. And it's time to bring the knowledge forward. It's time for people to be asking questions. Because I am available to give them the answers to the questions. I've done all the digging. But it's still up to the people to ask their questions, because if you don't ask questions, then you're not inspired to go find an answer, which again leads to more questions, leads to more answers, which gives you knowledge. And once you see, you cannot not see. And once you know, you cannot not know. And then, and only then, can we turn this mess around. Because you can't at that point be deceived any longer. It becomes an outright impossibility to be deceived. Now, that makes you, you know, a man or a woman of strong mind, spine, and spirit, just like your forefathers were. But they weakened our people, and we allowed the foxes, weasels, and the snakes to get into our house, take control of our house, set the rules for our house. And only if we have a strong spirit, mind, and spine can we take our house back. Can we chase the foxes, weasels, and the snakes out of the house? Because if you don't know anything, you don't know who the foxes, weasels, and the snakes are. You can't identify them. So it's very, very important that you study and ask questions. But anyways, if you are listening and you are in the Huron Bruce Electoral District of Ontario, my name, Ron Stevens, will be on the ballot under the Libertarian Party. And that's the way it is. Let's see. Hi, Ron. This election invite below is for you, I think, Grand Bend. What does it say here? Campaign night, Monday, May the 28th, sent by Andrew's Voyer. Let me see. Ontario Libertarian Party. Okay. Can you come to our all candidates night on May 28th? Please let me know. Other two candidates coming, Grand Bend, Ontario. I might come down to that. Anyways, we're out of time because I hear music. So this is Nick talking. Podcast over to you.
Selling lies and buying time, killing people next in line. Lower classes, social slime. They don't matter. Genocide. Sick from water, sick from air. Making money, they don't care. Caesarship, force of air. Fuck them back, it's only for them more. They shoot. They